Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Nancy and Dan Smelter, Judith Robert, Tom Kapusinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests Michael Howard and Caroline Cotter, Joe Martin Rickey, music director John Baylor, and me, Sid Schroyer, the announcer guy. And now, recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your Radio Hour host, the inventor of the incandescent encyclopedia, George Fricker.
Thank you, Sid. The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. Won't be long till the river goes round. Won't be long till the river goes round. Well, thank you all very much. It's so exciting to be here today. And this is Caroline Cotter. And she is here with Michael Howard today, and they're going to sing some songs for us. Caroline, now you come from Maine originally?
Originally from Providence, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, but you ended up in Maine, right?
Right.
And you did some work there, if I remember correctly. You were working for some kind of bureau that networked international people to go to different countries and
right.
do work?
Right. I worked for a nonprofit that organizes international exchange programs called the Council on International Educational Exchange. And I worked with them for 3.5 years, and I went all over the world and worked with people from 100 different countries and really enjoyed being able to bring students from all over the world to the U.S.
That's great.
It was pretty neat.
Yeah. You've had a lot of experiences, and you get to funnel those into your songwriting. That's great. Mm-hmm. Can you share a song for us now?
Absolutely.
Love to hear one.
All right. Well, this song is the first track on my new album, and it is called Peace of Mind. I don't want to keep up with fashion. I don't want to pick a fight. I don't want to say I love you just to make this feel all right. I don't want to make a buck just to spend it to feel fine. I just want some peace of mind. And I don't want a diet just to make me look thin. And I don't want to cough up drama just to mask the mess I'm in. And I don't want to brag. I wanna prove I'm right, I just want some peace of mind. Oh, I just want some peace of mind. Just want some peace of mind. Oh, I
just want some peace of mind. Shouts of the left against the right. I just want some peace of mind. Oh, I just want some peace of mind. Oh, I just want some peace of mind.
Thank you.
What a great song. It's lovely. I was thinking, I was reading through your biography. That's part of my work here. Mm-hmm. And I was reading that you were influenced by Simon and Garfunkel.
I love Simon and Garfunkel.
Yeah. And that song made me think of something Paul Simon said in an interview. Mm-hmm. He said, anger is an addiction. We like it. The brain likes it. And now you've got a country full of addicts. And the media and certain politicians are the dealers. So everybody's angry all the time, and they're all juiced up. I'm not saying there's nothing to be angry about. What I'm saying is you can't make a calm decision when somebody's got you in a rage. The political game has become very different now, and a lot of people recognize it and are exploiting it. Mm. And the reason I thought this quote was important was because I think of, you have a background with yoga, right? Mm-hmm. I think you went over to India and maybe studied yoga.
Yeah.
And so this peace of mind works from that tradition too. And I think it's a really interesting. What do you think about that Paul Simon quote? I think it's interesting.
I love it. I love Paul Simon.
Isn't that great?
Absolutely. The first time that I came through here, I was doing a Peace Flag project tour. Do you remember that?
That's right, sure.
Right. And so it was all about manifesting what we want in the world rather than what we don't want in the world, because
right.
I do believe that the more energy we put into whatever it is, that's what we will get. And so the more we say, I hate what's happening and this is terrible, if you focus on that,
then that just
happening.
Strengthens.
Exactly. So we've got to focus on the things that we want in the world. And
building bridges.
Exactly.
Building bridges and doing what we love, right?
Yep.
Which you're doing. Well, let me talk to Michael just for a minute here. Michael, you come from way up in Alaska, which is pretty far from here.
It's a few plane rides.
Yeah. And did you grow up in Anchorage?
I did. I was born and raised there.
And and you had you have an interesting biography yourself. And I understand that you were in a punk rock band. Is that correct?
I was in a few, yeah. When I was a kid, back in the good old days, we used to rent out the rec centers back home in Anchorage and put on shows on the weekends. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
We used to jump around and stuff.
Jump around?
Let all our testosterone out.
Yeah, that's great. Do you have a song you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, I've got a few here.
Okay, is this come out of Anchorage?
This is one that I've written over the last few years. I mean, I was writing it while I was in Alaska, but it's about a lot of different things. This is called Meet Me at the Front Lines. This is the first track off of my most recent album from a year or so ago. Thank you. But she's okay with wet cigarettes and roses in her hair. Yeah, she is the finest thing. She's alright with Brooklyn and she's alright by me. Oh, darling, you were meant for me. Her mother was a mystic, she is a magical child. And her love is the sweetest thing. We both agreed the boomers sucked and we wondered why the 60s died. Well, some things, they just aren't meant to be. So meet me at the front lines, I hear there is something going on. I ain't sure what it looks like, but I'm sure that you and me can carry on, and we'll carry on. And all the king's army came along. She took her body back in time, and she came back as a subway line beneath those New York streets. And I came back as the YPG, all bleeding out in the infantry. But what's that got to do with you and me? So meet me at the front lines, I hear there is something going on. I ain't sure what it looks like, but I'm sure that you and me can carry on, and we'll carry on. And all the king's army came along, and one by one we occupied where the brokers guard the money lines, and there we made our stand. They mocked what we were fighting for. Poor boy, give up your father's war. But no, no, my darling, she's too good to me. Now halfway through her cigarette with asphalt in her hair, yeah, she is the finest thing. We sank into each other's eyes under billy clubs and flashing lights. Oh, darling, you were meant for me. So meet me at the front lines, I hear there is something going on. I ain't sure what it looks like, but I'm sure that you and me can carry on, and we'll carry on. And all the king's army came along. And all the king's army came along.
All right. What a powerful song. You wrote that out, must have written that out of a lot of experience.
Well, a little bit, and a little bit of poetry, and I think they call it witnessing in writing, too, when you try to
witness something happening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And put a voice to it.
So clearly there's a little bit of the Occupy movement in that. And
right.
A variety of different things.
Feels a little bit outdated at this point. I thought at the time, I was like, oh, this is really exciting. And then was not quite as exciting as what was to come. So.
Right. Yeah. So there's something about a community that you're bound to, though, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always been engaged in the community back home. I've talked to people about it. I think that some of it comes from, I was raised in real, there's a Southern Baptist, big kind of conservative church back home in Anchorage, and
right.
that's the way I was raised up, and I think, so I'm like pretty much recovered from that. I think I turned out okay. I'm a little bit weird, but I could have been weird anyway, but so I think maybe something growing up in the church like left me with some like, sense of community.
Sense of community, right.
Yeah.
What are the, and you've been in bands, right? You were in a band called magic powers or something?
Right, right, sure. I have a lot of, there's a lot of great music happening up in Alaska, and some of my best buddies, we have a band together when I'm up there over the summertime, and we're called Michael Howard and the Magic Powers, and that's a slant, that rhymes with my name. It took me a year or two to come up with that, and so that's the full band.
Right. Now, do you and Caroline ever play up in Anchorage together?
We do, yeah. She's been able to tour up there a few times.
And where do you play up there?
All sorts of different places, roadhouses and churches and community spaces and listening rooms, bars.
You're from Rhode Island, right?
Rhode Island.
So how does it feel different? You're still on a we're still close to water, right?
There's more space. There's a lot more space in Alaska.
A lot more space.
And fewer people.
Fewer people.
Did you know that Rhode Island's the smallest state in the Union? Alaska's the largest. And
right.
There are more people in Rhode Island than there are in Alaska.
Wow. So is that part of what drew you maybe to Michael?
Maybe.
Yeah, the fact that he has space inside of him.
I like people, though. Sure, space inside of him. Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, that's just delightful. Now, when you're traveling out on the road, both of you, when you travel, I mean, sometimes you must get weary.
I thought you were going to say weird. Sometimes you must get weird.
We're always weird and sometimes weary, yeah, yes.
But you must get weary sometimes. So when you get weary, what's your go-to? Is it yoga? What do you do to kind of keep yourself fresh on the road?
If we can find a yoga class, that's fantastic. We also... exercising is something that we ought to do every day, but it definitely boosts the mood when we can find a gym or an open space to go on a hike or something. And what else do we do, Michael?
I was going to say the same thing. I think getting some exercise and sleep does wonders, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's amazing how much of, well, us or anyone, how much we don't do that, and we should all... do that.
We should all take better care of ourselves.
Should.
Absolutely.
We should.
Yeah.
Public service announcement.
That's right. And Michael, you've had a lot of jobs, different jobs, right?
I've had a few, yeah.
Yeah. So you, what are some of the jobs you did in Anchorage?
I still go up there over the holiday season, and I work at a bakery back there, and that's always fun. So I kind of go back and take a break from the road for a few weeks and make bread and drink coffee and switch my routine up. I mean, I drink coffee all the time, but I also drink coffee when I'm there.
Right.
What other things? I had a job in Idaho a few years ago where I was planting grass. That was cool.
Yeah. That was to restore the prairie or something?
Oh, it was. Yeah. That wasn't a metaphor about that. I was actually planting grass.
Yeah.
It was a stream bank restoration project and hung around southern Idaho for a while. And I've done other things too.
And Caroline, you must have done something besides working overseas,
right? I've done a lot of different jobs. I worked as a preschool teacher in Thailand my first year out of college, and that formed the next 8 years for me. After that, I worked in Spain teaching English to all ages and also working at a university as an administrative assistant. That was quite the experience. I really enjoyed that. And then what other jobs have I had? I was a preschool teacher in Boulder, Colorado. That was part of a grad program that I did in educational psychology. After that, I guess I got the job in Portland, Maine, which was the job that we just talked about.
Yeah.
So, but here and there I've had other odd jobs. I've done a lot of caring for children. That's a big thing, and working in education, and that's been my field.
Well, that's great.
Overseas and here.
Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about you in the third part of our program, and I want to appreciate you both for sharing your songs and stories with us, and we'll learn a little bit more about Caroline Cotter and Michael Howard in the next half.
Well, thanks.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, Judith Robert, Tom Kapusinskas, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.